A 300,000 euro conservation project is hoping to breathe new life into an overlooked corner of St. Stephen's Green in the centre of Dublin. Finishing touches are being put to the W.B. Yeats Memorial in the park. The memorial was unveiled to some fanfare back in 1967, but it's gone rather unloved in recent years. Our reporter Philip Bromwell has taken a look.
It is indeed fitting that we should honour the contribution of William Butler Yeats to the making of the Ireland that we live in.
Almost 53 years ago, the then Taoiseach Jack Lynch unveiled an abstract bronze statue by the celebrated sculptor Henry Moore before a sizeable crowd in St. Stephen's Green. Recent history hasn't been so kind to the knife-edge sculpture or to the W.B. Yeats Memorial as a whole. For several years, this area of the park has been overlooked and underappreciated.
The whole plaza here was overgrown. The sculpture was very much hidden, so you couldn't really see that there was even a Henry Moore in this part of the park. A lot of people I spoke to never knew it was here.
That's artist Jason Ellis. He's applying a wax coat to the sculpture as conservation works here come to an end.
It's not every day you get a chance to work on a Henry Moore.
No, you're absolutely right, no. I mean, there are three Henry Moores in the whole of Ireland in public collections. So the Hugh Lane have one, Trinity College has one, and this one here. And he's one of the 20th century greats in terms of modernism. He would have been a hero of mine as an art student. So 30, 40 years on, I get the chance to work on one of his key pieces. I think Knife Edge is what he called this piece. It's known as the Yeats Memorial here, but his title for it was Knife Edge. And I think it's one of his best works. So I think we're very lucky to have it here.
The pavements, steps and terraces surrounding the sculpture have also been restored as part of the €300,000 works. Audrey Farrell is a conservation architect with the OPW.
This is a hidden space within St. Stephen's Green, a very Victorian garden, but this has a very 20th century landscape, hard landscaping, which allows a different use of the space. The amphitheatre is ideal for performances, but a little bit over time became a bit forgotten about, and as the vegetation grew up in the area, perhaps got a little bit darker and underused.
St. Stephen's Green was one of the favourite haunts of W.B. Yeats. And while Henry Moore's abstract sculpture may divide opinion, those who have worked on this project believe it deserves to be seen. Here's Jason Ellis again.
When I first came up here, when it was totally enclosed, you couldn't see from ground level what was here. It just looked like an overgrown mound. And only the drinkers knew that it was a little hideaway place. And it looked very different. Since the work has been done, it's transformed, really. And it can be seen now from, you know, virtually sort of 50 metres away. And like I say, people never knew it was here before. So I think it's going to get I'm hoping there'll be some sort of renaissance or some sort of fresh looking at the piece. You know, people might say, oh, I never knew it was there, and hopefully it'll get the attention it deserves, you know.
As he wrote, true brother of a company that sang to sweeten Ireland's wrong, ballad and story ran and song.
Former Taoiseach Jack Lynch reading from To Ireland in the Coming Times by W.B. Yeats back in 1967 at the opening of the Memorial Park to the poet in St. Stephen's Green. It's well worth a visit, by the way, for your staycation, if that's what you're having this summer here at home. That report from Philip Bromwell.